This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Bear Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Fusarium head blight in wheat, also called scab, can be quite a challenge in various weather conditions. North Dakota grower Travis Schmidt knows how to treat and protect his wheat yield with fungicide during a wet year.
We used Prosaro right on flowering with our winter wheat, and we never had any scab problems. You get a lot better plant health out of it, and then we tried it, and it was noticeably different on scab control and just overall plant health at flowering.
Travis says the weather is a wild card, so fungicide protection from scab can help overcome that unpredictability.
We'll always use Prosaro if the conditions are ideal for scab. My dad always told me that you can't do anything about the weather, but you can always do the best you can with your crops.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. Not that I'm complaining, mind you. But where are all of the severe storms? This last full week of April has seen its share through the years. In both 2011 and 2014, extensive deadly tornado outbreaks happened in this final week of April. But year-to-date, the number of tornadoes is running well behind average. Generally, by this time, we've had 394 tornadoes already. That's the 10-year average. So far this year, there have been just 218. But we wonder if the worst is yet to come. June is usually the worst month in terms of tornado numbers, followed by May. The taxpayers who help fund the Northeast Iowa Community College, that's at Piasta, Iowa, will be asked to approve up to $39 million in a bond issue that'll come this fall in order to make improvements to the main building there. Now, also a building that houses the National Center for Agricultural Safety would get some renovations if the bonds get the taxpayer approval. From This Week in Agribusiness, some of my favorite Twitter account posts I saw in recent days showed elderly farmers working in the fields with their offspring or their grandchildren. Van Larson, the other day, posted a photo of a big modern John Deere tractor and planter working in the field in Kansas and shared that his 91-year-old father was driving the tractor. Van's dad first planted two rows at a time with a team of two horses some 80 years ago. Van said his father last week got to plant along terraces in the field that Van's grandfather built back in 1930 with a plow and a team of horses. Well, I shared that tweet on my account urging younger farmers to record dad or granddad to especially capture their words, their expressions, their opinions. My friend Greg Peterson, better known as Machinery Pete, chimed in on that tweet also. Greg said, being able to see, hear your folks 30 years from now would be priceless. Oh, and we must mention that mothers and grandmothers especially need to be recorded. Farm market analyst Dale Durkholz, our friend with the AgriVisor service, added to my retweet that I posted that he wished he had recorded his mother talking about family and friends and birth history and genealogy. As Dale noted, a lot of history was lost. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.